Hi everybody, I just wanted to take a few minutes to give you some feedback on the Dental Practice Act research exam. All the exams have been graded. You will find that nobody has any feedback yet. So what I'm going to do is I'm just going to give general feedback to everybody in this one audio. And then if you have individual questions, if you find that what I tell you does not provide you with the answers, please let me know. And then over the next couple of days, I'll be slowly adding my comments to your grades, so you'll also have that as well. So I'm looking at the Dental Practice Act research. The first question was, what two credentials do dental assistants need to have before legally applying sealants? You should have chosen the reference number 818-042-0090. The other option would have been 818-042-0080. But what I wanted to hear is that, and most of you got this, is that they needed to have their expanded functions dental assisting certification, which we also call EFDA. The other second credential that most people did not address was they have to have their RHS certificate, which is the radiological proficiency certificate. And you have to have that before you can even get your EFDA. The other one that I would accept if you gave it to me was a sealant certificate. So I'm asking you what do you need to have before you can legally apply sealants? People do have to have a sealant certificate. That was not well written in the Dental Practice Act. So if you tell me EFDA, if you tell me the RHS or the radiology proficiency certificate or the sealant certificate, any of those three would have worked. But if you only gave me one certificate and then told me about graduating from a certified course or any of those things, that did not address the answer, and so you did not get full points. If you gave me the correct reference number and you gave me part of an answer, you still got part of the grade. If you did not give me any of the reference numbers that were correct, or a reference number that is not correct and not the right answer, then you would not have gotten any points for that question. For number two, how does a graduate of this accredited dental assisting program become an expanded functions dental assistant? The way you would find that was under reference number 818-042-0080. The other option would have been 818-042-0120. Either of those would have given the information that you needed to answer that question. But the way that a person from this accredited DA program would graduate and get their EFDA is first they have to pass the expanded function dental assisting portion of our accredited program, and they would also have to pass the portion of the exam for the expanded functions. There are other ways that people can get EFDAs as well, but for this question, we just wanted to know how you could do it for if you were part of this dental assisting program. If you are a non-dental assisting student right now and you gave me any form of that answer, you have less information than our dental assisting students have, so you had a little bit more leeway as long as you gave me those two reference numbers and a complete answer. For question number three, how does a graduate of this accredited DA program receive the sealant certificate and the temporary soft reline certificate? And the answer to that can be found in the reference number 818-042-0090. And the way they would do that would be by passing our accredited course that we teach at LCC as part of the dental assisting program. And dental assisting students should know that, and I did talk to you about this in class, and I know this did not get covered for non-DA students. So you have, again, if you came up with the correct reference number and gave me what you found with the correct reference number, you also were correct. DA students, we did talk about this in class. So as a class together, and we did talk about the fact that if you are part of the program, once you have graduated from the program and you have received your expanded functions dental assisting certificate and you have received your radiology proficiency certificate, and you have graduated from the program, once you bring those certificates to our program coordinator, they will get you a certificate to place sealants. But the proof of those other certificates needs to be shown first. And you'll also receive the temporary reline certificate. I think pretty much everybody got number 4 correct, and that was List 7 Infection Control Guidelines, with which a licensee of the state of Oregon must comply. And that was under the reference number 818-012-0040, and it's listed out, so I'm not going to repeat it. I don't believe anybody missed that one. You guys did a really good job. That's that was a question that most people have missed in the past, so kudos to you all. Number 5, how many people make up the Board of Dentistry and what training must each have? There are currently 9 members on the Board of Dentistry. And some people had written down, they referenced the Anesthesia Board. And I wasn't asking for the Board of Anesthesia, I was asking for the Board of Dentistry. So the reference number for that would have been 679230. And I expected everybody to fully answer that question, which would have been to tell me how many members were on the board, which was 9 members, and then to also tell me what their training was in order to be part of those 9 members. So if the question was not completely answered, you would have gotten partial points, but not all points. Number 6 lists the required pathways someone would need to follow in order to become an EFTA in the state of Oregon. And I expected all of the pathways and all of the requirements to be answered in this question. So responding by, you know, saying that somebody needed to finish the requirements as listed under 818-042-0080 is not a complete answer. I wanted to know what that list was, what were the requirements. So one of the mistakes that people do make on this exam is that they tell me where they found it and then they expect me to look it up instead of themselves, and then I have to confirm the answer, and I expect to confirm the answer without having to do the research myself. So if you only wrote the number and you didn't give me a complete list, then you got partial credit and not full credit. And again, that answer would have been found at 818-042-0080. And some people also wrote 818-042-0120, and that gives you part of the answer. The full answer was at the first number that I gave you. So what service, number 7, what service orders require written work orders from the dentist? And this was found at 679.176. So dentists are required to furnish a written work order for altering, repairing, relining, reproducing, or duplicating any of the removable or fixed bridges, dentures, partials, or any prosthetic worn inside the mouth. So pretty much everybody got this one correct. There was a couple of them where people thought that we were talking about x-rays or tattoos. And those are the x-rays. The doctor does not need to give a written work order unless it's outside of their practice. And tattoos, the doctor needs to be provided with a written work order and not write a written work order. Number 8, the initials EFODA stands for an expanded functions orthodontic dental assistant. The answer is not an expanded functions orthodontic assistant. You have to use the D for dental, which is part of the acronym. The initials for an EFDA or an EFDA is an expanded functions dental assistant. And what are the fees for the EFODA? That was found under reference number 818-001-0087, number G, and the current fee was $50. The same is for the EFTA certificate. That fee is $50, and that is under the same reference number, part F. And the radiology certificate was the same reference number under part E, and that fee is $75. So again, the question was not how much was it to take the exam. The question was how much is it to get the certificate. So if you've lost your certificate and you need a new one, if you want a duplicate copy, then these are the fees that you would have to pay. If you have any questions, please let me know. If you feel like your answer was the answer I was looking for, please let me know. Thanks, everybody. Bye.